You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Wednesday evening, and the most interesting thing in tech is a long manifesto by Mark Zuckerberg about the future of Facebook. He posted it this afternoon, and it's really quite interesting. He says that the future of social media platforms will be communications, direct communications between people that disappear, that are private, that are end-to-end encrypted. It's a very different vision from the original vision of Facebook, which is this gathering place where we all get together and talk in a public forum and where it's defined by a news feed. It's a much more private vision of social media. It's quite different. I just spoke with Zuckerberg. I'm going to put the transcript online. But there's some very interesting questions about it, which he gives answers to. The first of which is, well, how are you going to make money from this? Right? The whole point of Facebook, the way the business model works, is it collects infinite information on users and then sells targeted ads to them. His answer was kind of the answer that Facebook always gives, which is we'll build the product and then we'll build the business model. I'm sure they've thought more deeply about it, but you know, there will be some kind of commerce on it. There will be perhaps some kind of coin that Facebook creates for transactions on it. But it is going to be very interesting to see how Facebook builds out new business models for their new priorities. Another question I asked is, well, what keeps you up at night about this? Because when you create end-to-end encryption, you lose the ability of the company to monitor what people are sending to each other or what they are posting, which means you can't use filters to check for fake news, toxic comment, bullying, hate speech. And he said he's worried about that, and it's something they're going to work on. It's something that we've seen with WhatsApp. I also asked another question, which is, as people who watch this video series know, I care a lot about the U.S. working more closely with China. Obviously, if Facebook has this end-to-end encrypted system, Chinese government's not going to be super happy about it. Some people have gone out there and said, well, this makes it almost impossible that Facebook will go into China. I asked Zuckerberg about that. He deflected a little bit and said, look, one thing that he's been thinking about is that it's really important where a company put its servers. And you can't put your servers in a country where they might pry into them and invade users' privacy rights. So I took that as a saying, yeah, it does make it much less likely that Facebook will go into China as long as China's government stays the same. It's an interesting memo. His conversation with me is pretty interesting too. That'll be online soon, and I'll see you tomorrow.